Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. I'm Chris Pajak. I am joined by none other than the man, the legend, one Mr. James Redmond.
A very cold Mr. James Redmond. I'm shivering. My timbers out here, you know, Chris. I'm freezing.
You're a younger, you're supposed to be sound.
No, that's not how it works. I'm shivering my tits off out here, Chris.
Why?
It's freezing. It's like minus 25 million degrees. It's fucking cold, man.
It's a good job the players weren't thinking that tonight, mate.
I know, yeah.
They was fucking superb in the end there, weren't
don't
we?
Don't even get me started on that before. Tens all round. I know we've done the player ratings, but tens all round. Do you know what I mean? Perfect performance.
How did you think Liverpool... I mean, we scored pretty early.
Yeah.
A lot of people missed that goal.
Yeah.
But did we start well?
Of course we did. Of course, from minute one, we knew what this game was about. We knew that we had to go out there. And again, I've said it on here plenty of times, and you're probably getting sick of me saying it, but being ruthless and being aggressive. And that's one thing we was. That's one thing Naby Keita was. He comes in right away and he's like, right, let's go. Let's go full pelt. And that's what Jürgen said to them. He said, go out there full pelt and show them something that they're not expecting. And that's one thing that Naby did straight away. Goes right in there, gets the ball, Salah gets it, passes it back into Naby, and boom, 1-0 up, already putting us in a good position.
I looked at the clock to see whether we basically, like, broken Shane Long's record already. I think we missed out by about 6 seconds or something. Like, it was like, you only got that at the weekend. But then, you're right, but then I disagree with you in there. The next 10 to 15 minutes, I thought we were pretty poor, like.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was going to mention. I was going to wait for you to bring up that point. I thought we did, you know, take the foot off the pedal. We found it hard to, you know, come out of our own half. And, you know, one thing that we desperately needed more than anything was that second goal, because they was looking dangerous. They looked like they wanted to get, you know, at least a point today. You know, they brought everything they had and they played well. Honestly, I thought we played, you know, regarding the results, you know, they still came and they given us everything they had, I think, and that was a very difficult game for Liverpool. And the fact they was, you know, on top, and the fact, you know, we're in a very nervous position being up there with Man City, and we've got to win every game. Again, overcame adversity once more, and that's perfect.
And this is the thing, that nervousness that you've just mentioned there, for me, like, I didn't see any of that in the side today, and I'm going into this game thinking, oh, Sturridge up front, and I shouldn't be thinking like that because I should trust Klopp and his decision making, because he's proved time and time again that he makes the right decisions at the helm of this football club. But I think sometimes you can't help but second guess the manager, because you don't want to see a side that doesn't have Bobby Firmino in, quite frankly.
No.
But then, you know, Sturridge starts. I thought he played really well, and the team just grew into the game. And after about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I was thinking, yeah, there's no way Huddersfield are getting back into this game. No way whatsoever. And Liverpool have got so much pressure on the shoulders, but they're able to play like they're having a kick about with the mates in the park. There's that many streets ahead of Huddersfield. They just fucking took the piss out of them, quite frankly.
It shows the difference between world class and then, you know, a lower Premier League side. We go out there and we show them how it's done. And one thing this game was all about was, you know, it was about, you know, goal difference. It was about all different things like that. And it was just important that we got the 3 points today and scored many goals, because we need to make sure that goal difference is on, you know, par with Man City by the last game of the season.
The goal difference thing's funny, isn't it? Because you're looking at it and you're thinking to yourself, I think there was 8 goals in it before today.
Yeah.
There's not really a scenario that I can play out in my head that we need goal difference, because they draw, we win. Sounds. We're ahead. So there's not many, but it's nice to be able to put that pressure onto Manchester City regardless, isn't it? And I'm sure, you know, people will be able to work this out and why we will need goal difference and stuff, but it was never really a concern for me. Let's focus a little bit on some of the players and stuff then. I think Naby Keita back into the centre of the park. He looked brilliant, didn't he?
Honestly, he's playing like a world class. I'm not saying he is world class, but I'm saying he's playing at a world class level in recent games. He's performing at the top of his game. He's came in off criticism. You know, people have said that they don't believe in him. They don't think he can become the player that he was, even half the player that he was at Leipzig. You know, and just what a player he's become. And I said it from the beginning of the season. Jürgen has done this with Robertson. He's done it with Fabinho. He's just easing him into the team and, you know, letting him settle in the right way. And Jürgen just deals with players the perfect way, man, and I think it's showing again in Naby Keita.
One of my thoughts on Naby Keita is, I mean, I agree with everything that you've said. I think he's been absolutely superb over the last few weeks and stuff. This for me was a real marker for him. It was probably his best all-round game. You know, when we've seen him in recent weeks, we've seen him really do really well moving the ball forwards and stuff. I think he married both sides of the game up really well today. I thought he was aggressive in the challenge, winning the ball back. You know, he wins that one for obviously the first goal. I think he wins it in the lead up to maybe the second or the third, I can't remember which, but I'm sure I remember him sliding in the centre circle. But one of the things that I want to know from you is, if he'd been able to get up to speed, and it's ifs, buts and maybes, and I know you don't do ifs, buts and maybes, you do deal just
don't
in absolute slack. But if maybe he was in this form at the same time Fabinho hit form, could we still be clear of Man City? And James, tell me to fuck off if it doesn't matter.
Fuck off, Chris, it doesn't matter.
You're right, it doesn't matter. But you can't help but think, fuck me. I tell you what, I'm not worried about this season because I think the team's been absolutely fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
And listen, we're on 91 points or something now, isn't it? Is it 91 we're on? Is it 90? I can't remember. It's almost brilliant. It's 91.
But it's just the way... Just knowing, and listen, everyone said it, but just knowing we can finish on 97 and not win, it is a sting, but fair fucks to the lads. Well done, you know what I mean? What a point tally that is if we do end up getting it. And, you know, you can see they've put everything into this season. And, you know, if buts, maybes, whatever you want to chat, all that shite. But at the end of the day, we've had a great season. It's just unfortunate Man City have as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, we've said it time and time again. If Manchester City beat us, fair fucks to them, because this is one of the best sides the Premier League's ever seen. It's not just the best Liverpool side I've seen in the Premier League era, or we've all seen in the Premier League era. This is one of the best sides the Premier League has ever produced. And if Manchester City beat us, they beat us. But, you know, back onto the performance today then, mate. Actually, before we do... That Naby Keita point, I think what really naturally follows on from that is we're going to be so much better next season for having Naby Keita in. Like, I'm actually not, even if we lose the league this season,
Chris,
I'm not sure we can lose the league next season if Naby's playing at that level.
Chris, I'm not being funny or not. On the midfield depth that we've got now, unbelievable. The fact Oxlade-Chamberlain's back, the first minute he comes on, he nearly scores a goal. Are you mad? These options that we've got in midfield is endless. Got Fabinho, Henderson, Wijnaldum, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Five. Honestly, doesn't that just sound gorgeous? Doesn't that just sound lovely? We're spoiled for choice, and that's perfect. People was complaining about squad depth, and we have got squad depth. Oxlade-Chamberlain came on today, and he was brilliant. I thought, honestly, really did change. We were already playing well. He didn't need to change the game, but he brought something new to the team. And it's not like we've been missing him, don't get me wrong, but it was lovely to see him back, and it would have been perfect to see him score.
God, if that had gone in, like, I mean, the keeper should have let it in, shouldn't he? I think I said that on my match reaction. But Mo Salah, brilliant first finish. You got to question what the keeper was doing.
You know,
he's made it easy for Salah.
Yeah, he has. And you know what? Fair play to Salah, because he gets into the position, you know what I mean? And that's one thing that we do respect about Salah. You know, even those games that he weren't scoring goals, he was still getting into positions to score. And that's the true class about Salah. He does have that eye for goal. And today he was brilliant. But I do think one man.
Oh, it's the reason that yous have all tuned in. This is the reason to hear me talk about Sadio Mane being the best player in the world.
Honestly, he is fucking fantastic, mate. He's actually, honestly, I can't, what else do I have to say? He's speaking for me. And anyone who said I was wrong.
Do you think he could head the ball
yourself
that well?
Which?
Did you think he could head the ball that well?
Yeah, of course I did. Are you mad? Are you mad? Of course I knew that he could head the ball that well. I knew that. I know about his skills before anyone else. I'm a visionary. I don't just chat shit. I back it up. And I think I've backed it up recently.
What backing up have you done?
What do you mean, what backing up have I?
You said something about Mane and Mane backed it up.
Mane backed it up. But the thing is, yeah, people said I was wrong.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
Exactly. So what point are you trying to make?
I'm trying to make that you didn't back it up.
I did back it up.
When?
Because I said he was the best player in the world and he's playing like the best player in the world.
So he's playing like the best player in the world, so he's backing you up.
All right, he's helping me.
Mane's got your back. That's even better.
But I've got his back. Obviously, he saw that video. And ever since that he saw that video, ever since it blew up, he's been boss.
It's sick.
Does that make exactly? You're on it. Ever since I'm not wrong. He saw that and he's like, do you know what, my friend? This guy is good. You know, this guy is good. I like this guy, James. He's a good guy. Mane, if I see you, can you sign my shirt and my boots and my room?
And my room. Jesus Christ. Anybody else you want to talk about today?
Robertson.
Go on.
And I actually want to know your thoughts about Robertson as well. I thought, just the way he goes forward and obviously defending as well, he's just world class, isn't he, Crystal? And the fact he came from Hull for £8 million and we sold Kevin Stewart for £8 million to them, robbery, mate.
It's daylight robbery. It's ridiculous. But you know what? Like, we talked about his attacking prowess so often and stuff, but it's his delivery. His delivery is fantastic. I mean,
13 assists.
Mane's first goal, wasn't it?
Think so.
Where he splits the defenders, doesn't he? Yeah. And the ball is fucking perfect. Right in the middle of two centre halves, and only Mane can finish that off. And it's a great header again from Sadio, as you come to expect, of course. But then the other one, completely different type of cross. Yeah. You know, it's a great little ball by Shaqiri, I think it is, that splits the fullback in the centre half, leads Robertson to the absolute perfect position. Robertson doesn't panic, doesn't go crazy. Just knocks the ball across to Mo Salah and goal. And one of the other things that I've not spoken about yet in any of the videos is how funny it was watching Huddersfield celebrate that goal that was done for offside, because they knew it was offside and they just carried on celebrating because they knew that that was the only time they were going to get to celebrate. Yeah. Little did they know that we would then celebrate an offside goal and they would then celebrate us celebrating an offside goal. It was a funny little twist in the game, you know, like, and I was laughing my head off.
That's what I love about games like this, you know what I mean? And, you know, the pressure was on going into the game, and listen, I know they're relegated and it is supposed to be an easy game, but the pressure is on, and going into the last four games, is it now, potentially five, there is going to be pressure going into it. But you know, when you do get that, especially the second goal, I think from then on we were just allowed to play our football and just enjoy the rest of the match. And they're the type of games that I love, where we can have a laugh, enjoy the football, score a lot of goals, and
it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And listen, Liverpool have just rolled over a side in the Premier League. All right, they look mid-championship level to me now. Maybe the heart's not in it or whatever. Liverpool rolled over a side 5-0. It's the third to last game of the season. We're going for the league. It's supposed to be hard. Liverpool are making this look easy. They're not feeling the pressure. Barcelona will be watching this absolutely shitting themselves, and quite rightly so. Liverpool are coming for you. Manchester City, it is over to you. Like the video, subscribe to Redmen TV. Check out James's Instagram, which is
James_Redmond_96, and give a follow. I've just lost a lot of followers there.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.